Pal Wittgenstein, who'd lost an arm in the First World War.
Penny Gore presents Afternoon on Three.
I think people ought to tune in because it is just so wonderfully involving. It's a great way to spend an afternoon and the music is just fantastic.
Weekday afternoons from 2 o'clock.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Torkington.
Just a step, cried the sad man. Take a look down at the madman. Theatre king's on. Silver wings fly beyond reason. From the flight of the seagull come the spread claws of the eagle. Only fear breaks the silence as we all kneel, pray for guidance. City, only specters still have pity. Patient queues for the gallows, sing the praises of the hallowed. Our machines feed the furnace, if they take us, they will burn us.
I love it. Janáček and Bach inspiring ELP in a track called Knife Edge from 1970. Janáček's Sinfonietta and Bach's French Suite woven into the music there. Hello from me, Fiona Talkington. Welcome to Late Junction. Music now from a group who originated in Veracruz in Mexico. They're called Chochumbe, and this is their version of a classic son jarocho, sort of describing an iguana, its movements, its expressions and sounds.
Thank you. That's Ensemble Bash, a fantastic British percussion ensemble who celebrate 30 years together this year. That was their version of Yaya Kile by Ghanaian musician Thomas Sekura, following La Iguana by Mexican band Chuchumbe from Veracruz. And that city gives its name to the final track on Chris Watson's brilliant album from last year, El Tren Fantasma, recording the sounds of a rail journey that's now passed into history, which used to go from coast to coast in Mexico.
Thank you. por haber viajado en el tren fantasma. Este servicio ha dejado de existir.
This service has now ceased.
Mm-hmm.
a traditional Norwegian tune called Ulla Haugen, performed by Øystein Sandbukt, following the beautiful voice of Lasse de Sæler, whose father was Mexican and she spent her early years there. And before her, the end of Chris Watson's Mexican train journey from last year's release El Tren Fantasma. A short piece now played on the Illan pipes by Patsy Tui from Brooklyn in New York, recorded in 1919. The tune's called Drowsy Maggie, anything but drowsy from these elaborate twists and trills.
फूली है सांस Don't be so smart. Don't make my heart sad.
Stop! Stop!
Amen. Kyun humko bepaidar karta hai? Roz 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 hi tumko pyar karta hai. Roz 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 hi tumko pyar karta hai.
क्या है चित चोर?
One, two, three, four.
क्या है चित चोर?
You sing like Kishore, but शादी का date.
Oh yes, September 8.
Oh, very late.
Darling, wait. बुलबुल
सच है बिल्कुल
तू है बुलबुल
सच है बिल्कुल यू आर वंडरफुल
लग जा गले दुनिया जले छम 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 ए गर्ल हम तुम पे दिल निसार करता है रोज 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 ही तुमको प्यार करता है रोज 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 ही तुमको प्यार करता है ए गर्ल तुम काहे को इनकार करता है
रोज 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 ही तुमको प्यार करता है रोज 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 ही तुमको प्यार करता है.
Oh, the great Bollywood singer Asha Bhosle there, a love duet with Kishore Kumar, following the Ilan Pipe playing of Patrick Tui, recorded in New York in 1919. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. I'm Fiona Talkington. You can find details of all the music I'm playing on the Late Junction playlists, and you'll find those via the Radio 3 website.
We'll be right back.
Yaga Yazist and Kitty Wu from their album The Sticks, and they're playing with Britain Sinfonia at the Barbican this coming Saturday. Britain Sinfonia also feature in a concert at Spitalfields Festival next Wednesday. They're joining the choir of Royal Holloway College in Arvo Pärt's Cantus in Memoriam Benjamin Britten. And the choir is also performing music by a number of Baltic state composers, including the Latvian composer Richards Dubra. This is one of his most famous motets, Oculus Non Vidit. No one can imagine what the Lord has in store for those who love him. And after that, I'm going to play you something from a new CD of music by Robert Fripp, arranged for orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's from Andrew Cronshaw's album On the Shoulders of the Great Bear. A polska called Crazy Zachary played there as a slow tune. Andrew playing zither, Ian Blake on bass clarinet and Bernard O'Neill on bass. And that followed Midnight Blue by Robert Fripp in that orchestral arrangement by Andrew Keeling, played there by the Metropole Orchestra, conducted by Jan Stuhlen. And a short motet by Richard Stubre first of all there, Oculit non vidit, sung by the choir of Royal Holloway College, conducted by Rupert Goff. And you can hear them in concert at the Spitalfields Festival in London next week. Now here's Faye Heald from her excellent new album Orfeo. This is a traditional, if rather gruesome, ballad called The Lover's Ghost.
With love, I've been waiting for you, many's the night and day. You're tired and you're pale, my dear, it's very sad. You shall never more be going so far away. I must go away, my dear, when the little girl you cry, for here they'll not let me stay. Oh, but if I had my wish, my darling dear, she said, this night should be never, never day. Wait, call me little cock, call me handsome little cock. Not crow before the day. Your wings shall be made of the very beaten gold, and your comb of the silver shining grey. But all this little car, this handsome little car, it grew a full hour too soon. Oh, it's time for me to part, my dearest dear, she said, for now it is the going of the thank you.
Saltash Bells, the title track from John Sermon's new solo album, following on from Faye Heald and the ballad of The Lover's Ghost. Celebrating her 60th birthday this month is the incomparable Sissel Endresen. Here she is from her 2006 solo album called One.
Bold money say, how men, feed, sa, mulus, hood, hood, man, sa, tiff, siu, silly, woo, maud, howd, shiru, so low with mercy, how, when mercy, she, molar, so, how, bim, siu. Molmer saulid of a food in my wool mowder saulid hey woodis mowdis bovam how did she woo mowdis how mess ses mowle be new road foul how men mess it view to my how lisa Beum hum siu maul siu barama how lissa si siun lissa maraha haube simin heid heir mim ba siu ma si ti ti ah ba si mi om sa binur siu maunim ha bit shit so let me ha fa bit shit nena sa fo bit ha never how ibis how my all she ba ah ma wo o she ma ha bit shit nema how mo how bit shit nema how business so sho bit shit nema ha ma shin mole ma ha bol ma na sa sha for many how bish sa ha bo li di ba sa bo ba me de sha ha mole ha bo bo ni sha ha bet shin ha sha for men some ba ta it about shit tomorrow sha fa ba me how howd bet shit no man out set for about man some man some man it's about a letter shit me how bet shit no man out ha hey cap set tomorrow for mound she
Two truly athletic performers. Art Tatum, I'm beginning to see the light. Following the one and only Cecil Endresen, a truly amazing performer and an inspiration to so many. Here's another Mexican-inspired piece. This is Pat Metheny here, Sueño con México, from the album New Chautauqua.
Thank you.
King Oliver and just gone, following on from Pat Metheny and Sueño con Mexico. Coming up next week on Late Junction, on Thursday in fact, we've got the latest in our series of Late Junction collaborations, and I know it's a real treat in store. John Paul Jones with Ellen Darlin. Tune in tomorrow night, you can hear World on 3, and they've got a special session with Quebecois group Le Vent du Nord. And Jez Nelson on Monday and Jazz on 3 has got a session with the Flat Earth Society. Well, I'm going to leave you with a couple of lullabies to end this week of Late Junction. Sigur Brokka, first of all, playing Jew's Harp, and then Andrew Cronshaw. Good night.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. A mainly Norwegian affair now, a recent concert from Bergen with the Bergen Philharmonic conducted by Neymar Jervi. The non-Norwegian in the programme is the Max Bruch First Violin Concerto, but surrounding it, music by Johan Svensson and a symphony by Johan Halvorsen. Svensson himself at first planned to be a violinist, but paralysis in one hand forced him to give up the fiddle for composition. The paralysis eventually left him, and he spent the rest of his life playing, conducting and composing, the last part of his life in Copenhagen. He often came to London and knew Wagner. Well, in fact, this piece of his Carnival in Paris, was written in Wagner's Bayreuth. Thank you. Carnival in Paris by the Norwegian Johan Svensson, Neymar Järvi there conducting the Bergen Philharmonic. Violinist Vadim Glusman joins them now. Legend has it that when Max Bruch first played his G minor violin concerto to Brahms, his rival's only reaction was to praise the quality of the manuscript paper it was written on. As for Bruch himself, he sometimes wished he'd never written the concerto for the public. Nothing else he managed really measured up to it. Not much has changed.
Thank you.